The man accused of helping a prominent South Carolina attorney commit suicide now says he's being framed. Alec Murdaugh was grazed in the head by a bullet while on the side of the road, and the accused gunman, Curtis Smith, police say Murdaugh's suicide was an attempt to make sure a multi-million dollar life insurance policy would go to his surviving son. This is all happening weeks after Murdaugh found his wife and his son dead at their home. No arrests have been made in that case to date. News Nation correspondent Janelle Ford is live for us in Atlanta tonight. She's been following this case for weeks and has the very latest for us. Janelle.
Well, Marty, we've just learned that the $100,000 reward for tips leading to an arrest in the murder of Alec Murdaugh's wife and son is set to expire tomorrow. It's been 3 months since they were killed, and again, no arrests. And it seems like each week we've had more information coming to light, making this already mysterious saga even more convoluted.
The lawyer for the man accused of shooting Alec Murdaugh in a failed insurance fraud scheme Labor Day weekend says his client is being used as the fall guy. Jared Boucher is representing Curtis Smith. The 61-year-old is charged with a slew of crimes, including assisted suicide and conspiracy to commit insurance fraud, all stemming from Smith shooting Murdaugh September 4th and what investigators say was a plot to get Murdaugh's remaining son, Buster, a $10 million insurance payout. Smith's accounts of what happened differ greatly from what Murdaugh told South Carolina investigators. His lawyer says the accusations don't make sense. Smith told them Murdaugh called him to bring his work truck that weekend. He didn't think it was out of the ordinary. He'd done odd mechanic work for Murdaugh before. Smith told investigators when he got to that rural road, Murdaugh was suicidal and agitated. They tussled with each other over the gun. It did go off, and then Smith left and got rid of it.
Drug dealer.
That was Murdaugh's lawyer's answer when asked about his relationship with Smith. But Boucher says based on his client's financials, that doesn't add up either.
Now, we reached out to the attorney general's office. They had no comment. Meanwhile, Marnie, an outside judge has been assigned to oversee all of Murdaugh's criminal cases.
Layers and layers to this case. Janelle, thank you.